Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith. And my co-host, as always...
Oh, I'm Graham Kay. Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. This is, like Kirk said, the comedian's guide to autism. I have an autistic bro, and he has got an autistic son. We're both comedians, you know, trying to figure it out. So how have you been, man?
I'm good. I've had a good week. I've been in LA 2 weeks now. I'm enjoying sunny Los Angeles. Yeah, it's a long time for me.
Buying groceries.
Groceries, that's true. I've been to the gym, picked up boxing a little bit. Saturday, I played basketball for two and a half hours.
I hate you.
And then went and did a boxing for about an hour. I'm trying to work through my issues with physical activity.
Yeah. By not addressing them and punching things.
One of our mutual friends wants to learn how to throw a punch. And so good old Nussbaum, very funny comedian. And so, I'm trying to teach him just the basics, the very basics. And so it's lured me back in, too, I'm hitting the bag and just working out a little bit. It's been good.
Good for you. I have not been working out. My foot is still swollen from the break. But I'll tell you what, I'm off crutches. I use a cane, and it's really good for flagging down cabs in New York City.
Got a very fancy cane with a gold top.
It does have a gold top. It's got a gold eagle, and it looks like a toucan, but I call it an eagle. And I got it off Amazon, and they told me it was going to be an eagle. Then I opened the box, and it's like clearly a toucan. but it's fun. I was showing my buddy just moved here. We just moved to New York. I'm in New York, by the way. Kirk is in L.A. And I was showing around the neighborhood with my cane, and I was pointing at stuff. And it's fun to point. I was doing it not even as a joke. I was just naturally pointing. I am naturally a good old man.
You are going to be an old man soon. It's coming for all of us. That's the only good alternative. The other one's death. So,
Can't wait.
Sweet release.
Yeah. But anyway, I can carry liquids now. So, I can hail cabs, which is good. And I'm also going this weekend. I'll be at Yuck Yucks in Niagara Falls headlining the club there. And my good friends are going to be on the show with me, Nick Beaton and Jeff Elliott, both headliners in their own right. And it's sort of a buddy reunion, you know. We're just going to have a good time in Niagara Falls and catch up. And, we both tend to, all three of us tend to indulge in the odd nighttime beverage. And from here to, from time to time. And
Cherry Cokes,
but anyway, so a big goal of mine was like trying to rehab so I could get off crutches and be able to hold liquids by this weekend.
If you haven't noticed, a lot of Graham's decision making is made around being able to drink.
That's not true. But
Just joking.
I do, when you, every once in a while, I like to roll back the clock and pretend I'm 25. And this weekend, we'll be that. And so I was rehabbing like an athlete trying to get back for the playoffs, you know? And
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, it's a beautiful club. I'm going to be the weekend after in London, Ontario, which is close. Ooh. This weekend I'm in Halifax, but next week in London. Isn't that your old stomping grounds, kind of?
I went to university in Halifax, yeah. So,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've done that club, I think, four times.
Oh, that's right. I knew that, yeah. I was going to say, it's your first time headlining out there?
No, I think it's my fourth time headlining.
Oh,
out
I'm
there,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right. I thought that a couple years ago you were trying to break into that club. Sometimes they make you open, but
I did. That was like 5 years ago.
Oh wow,
it's been a lot of years.
Have we been doing this podcast for 5 years?
No, three. We've been doing it, but I know the first time I did the Edinburgh thing. I connected over there and I just opened. It was a great little way to mix up the Edinburgh trip because it's the time difference, because it's even an hour east of New York, really.
Yeah.
And so from L.A., it's like 4 hours. So you really get to adjust to that that London time, brush the rust off, and
yeah, you can really spend 2 weeks being jet lagged. So it's right when you get over one, you just
it's time to go home.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's cool. Well, good. It's a good time. So come check us out. I go to my new webpage, GrahamKComedy.com. I got all my show dates up there. Very excited about it.
It's a great club. Graham's a very funny comic. How is Pete doing? How is Mother's Day for Peter?
I called my mom yesterday. Pete was over. Didn't talk to Peter, but they went to a restaurant called Milestones, which my brother likes, for Mother's Day. And I was like, hey, you know, it's sort of a chain. It's fine. It is what it is. Probably not the type of place my mother would be her first choice. And my mom, I was like, what are you doing tonight for dinner, Mom? She's like, well, Peter's over, and we're going to go out for dinner. And I was like, oh, that's great. Where are you going? She's like, oh, well, we're going to Milestones. And I was like, oh, cool. She's like, yeah, well, I guess all the other restaurants were all booked up. So your father found something at Milestones. And they could hear Peter in the background. It was like clearly Peter's first choice. And he was like, yeah, it's going to be great. Milestones. Because it's one of these like sort of places that like hires very pretty women. and doesn't make them dress scantily or anything. But they're just clearly like, if you're a hot college student, they hire you. So
it's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Good old Pete. I had a couple phone calls with my kids yesterday. I got a couple messages that said Happy Mother's Day, which is kind of funny from different people. But
as a joke?
I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm not a Mother's Day. I'm not a mother's.
Yeah.
But it was a tough day. You know, tough day for Alex, had a tough day. And funnily enough, JJ had a really tough day too. It's tough when you don't know what he knows.
He's nonverbal, right? Because, so he can't really communicate.
Yes, he doesn't really talk.
How do you know he's having a tough day?
There's a lot of yelling and anger and hitting his head against the wall.
Oh man.
So yeah, it's pretty clear it's not going well.
Yeah.
And it's very sad and frustrating. Sometimes he'll play sad music, which is very frustrating too. You know, which I think it's, you know, I don't think it's causality. I don't think he's playing sad music and it's making him sad. I think he feels sad, and so then he finds the music that helps express the emotion.
That's so interesting. How?
Yeah.
Do you think that he's listening to the lyrics, or it's the actual way the beat is?
Well, see, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea, because one of the songs that he's listened to on and off, he'll listen to like sad songs. He'll be like, can you see me? Do you know I'm here? Kind of stuff. We're like, oh my goodness. I hope he's not focusing on that part.
Well, it's a human experience. We all listen to sad stuff when we're sad.
Yeah.
It helps somehow.
Well, like the difference, like I talked to him. So that was Sunday. Talked to him Friday, and I'm trying to talk to him, and he's Googling images of pizza. So I was like, he's in a good mood. He's looking up pizzas, and like, you know, he looked up pizzas. He looked up, what was the other thing he looked up? A couple things, you know, he likes. He looks up computers. He's looking up, it's like, oh, he looks at these images of pizza. Oh, that looks good. And then the other one, he's looking up, you know, sad stuff. And I don't know. I don't know what he's going through. It's hard to know because the nonverbal thing's tough. I do know this. This is funny. So there's one aide who takes him on walks all the time. I like
so
her. She really
just
pushes
to catch
him
everybody
a
up. If you're newer to the podcast, JJ's mother passed away like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so your ex-wife Lorena passed away. So we don't know how JJ is processing it, or if he even knows that she's gone. And you know what? It sounds like he does know. That was one of your biggest mysteries. Is like, does he know that his mother is gone, dead?
Well, I think he definitely, I don't know how firm his concept is on death, but yeah, he definitely knows he hasn't seen her in years now.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure he knows that.
Poor guy.
And so I'm sure he's working through like,
man,
what that means, if she's ever coming back, and like, yeah.
Oh man. And so he, but then he also understands what Mother's Day is. That's what that means.
I don't know. I don't know because I don't think we didn't like push it in his face. I'm sure we weren't like, hey, it's Mother's Day. By the way, she's not coming. So, you know, I don't know if he it's just coincidence or
there must be like banners and, you know, arts and crafts in the center he's at. Let's say Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to know if he knows because I'm sure they made stuff for mothers, too, or some of them.
And
did
does he watch? He watches TV, right?
Sort of. He watches videos. He's not a big. He does have a TV in his room, but he doesn't watch it very much.
Mm. He's a real. Yeah, he's a real millennial.
Yeah, he watches on his phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a tough day. Oh, I know. What I was gonna say, there's one lady who really pushes his. Is concerned about his weight. He's getting big again. He is 113 kilos, which is what 230 maybe. Mm-hmm. Let me look it up and. So she's really trying to get him to walk, which he really needs because he's getting big, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but he does not like that sometimes. So it is funny that that he gets grumpy about it, but she pushes him. So then yesterday, he brought her a picture of another aide because what they'll do is they'll have pictures like this lady's working with you today, and they'll put it on his board. Uh-huh. And like so, you know, Tuesday it's gonna be this lady, and this. And so he brought a picture of the other lady, like, I want to see her, which is pretty funny. So I was like, does he do that? Like, sometimes if he gets mad, if he doesn't want to see you anymore, he brings up a different picture of somebody else. Like, where's this lady at? Which is pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great. I've had enough of you. Where's Nina?
Hey, so, I get it. Well, good for them for pushing him. I mean...
He needs it. I looked it up. That's 248 pounds. That's a lot. I mean, and he's only like 6 feet tall, so he needs to get out there.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out if it's meds, and you know, I know a lot of us go through this conversation, do meds, do we change this, we change that. But yeah, Mother's Day was tough for me. I had a tough day. So yeah, I'm not surprised that he did as well.
Well, I'm sorry. My heart goes out to both you guys and your daughter as well. Tough day for a lot of people out there. But
yeah, if you get your mom around, give her an old hug or the old ring ding. Give her a call. Mm-hmm. See what's going on. Yeah.
Did you call your?
I got to talk to my mom. That was nice. Yeah. And sent her, coordinated to get her some jewelry and a plant because she's traveling. So I don't want to get flowers if she leaves the next day. But yeah, she's doing good. 70. Unbelievable, man. Time just flies. Time flies.
Crazy she had a son so young. I think she was like 15 when she had you. right?
So that's what's going on. That's what's going on.
Just making fun how old Kirk is, guys. It's okay.
It's not wrong. I'm aging like milk.
Well, whatever. I was looking at old comedy videos. I was putting up old videos on Instagram of me doing stand-up, and... my head has gotten huge.
Huge is a strong word, but
I'm gaining a lot of weight in my forehead. I don't
a lot of head weight.
I don't. My head is getting just a massive melon. I used to make fun of my dad because he can't on like snapback baseball caps. He just can't put the snaps on. They just sort of dangle there because he's this giant melon. And it's happening to me. What is that about men? We just. Our cranium grows?
I don't know. Get big-headed, I guess. I don't know.
A huge, huge one.
Looks, huge noggin.
Looks crazy.
Well, if all your hair falls out, your hats will fit better. That's the upside. That's the upside.
I think that was my dad's plan.
Oh, man. Should we do in the news?
Let's do in the news.
Graham K found this article. This was a kind of a viral thing that went. This girl's gotten a book deal. I think she got ahead of us in stand up in entertainment already. Graham, she's 16.
Yeah, she not only get a book deal, she is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Which I am not.
You are not.
I don't know if you are.
Go out on a limb and say that neither of us will ever be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize unless. Unless you share and subscribe to this podcast, folks. This podcast is our only shot.
Yeah, I don't think you're going on much of a limb.
No.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, so maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't, but it sort of went viral. This young woman giving a speech in front of is it Norway or Sweden?
I'm gonna read it, but the name is so Scandinavian.
Very Scandinavian. Anyway, she's gonna wait for the noisiest truck. Oh my God, what's going on over there?
I live in a very glamorous part of Hollywood, and there's always some sort of activity. There's always. You know what? Why don't you read this one, Graham?
I'll read it because there is a truck unloading an entire house worth of furniture, apparently, right outside your window. I don't know if you folks can hear that, but where Kirk is, there's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, I found this article, so I'll read it. Greta Thunberg is an impressive individual. Oh, by the way, this is from The Guardian, folks, the British newspaper, which we seem to get most of our articles from. And this is written by Ian Burrell. Greta Thunberg is an impressive individual, just 16 years old. She has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize after sparking environmental protests around the planet. There is a glorious simplicity to her argument that makes them hard to refute. What she asked was the point of pupils like her learning anything if politicians ignored the glaring facts on climate change. So she sat down outside the Swedish parliament with a hand-painted banner declaring a school strike. And 8 months later is a global icon who has helped to fire up a resurgent green movement. Thunberg's parents say their daughter, once painfully introverted, was always a bit different to other children. 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with Asperger's on the autism spectrum, which helps explain her remorseless focus on the core issues of climate change after overcoming depression. Being different is a gift, she told Nick Robinson when interviewed on Radio 4's Today program. It makes me see things from the outside the box. I don't easily fall for lies. I can see through things. If I would have been like everyone else, I would have started this school strike. I wouldn't have started this school strike, for instance. She admitted her passion was partly down to viewing the world in stark terms. The result of her simplistic approach, fueled by her condition, is that she has presented this issue with more clarity and competence than almost any adult activist or politician in recent years. And there is something rather beautiful in hearing this teenager demonstrate by her actions how society is stronger when it embraces difference, a message that seems so pertinent to our troubled age. Indeed, this aspect of her stance as a now public figure on the autism spectrum is arguably as important as her bold stand on climate change, given many prevailing attitudes. Well, you guys get it, right?
I do like, do you mind if I jump in real quick, buddy?
No, jump in.
I do like towards the end where it's like, it does conclude with autism is not always a gift, but we do need to see beyond the labels to see individuals, ensuring that everyone has a chance to enjoy as meaningful as existence as possible. Celebrate the difference, encourage strength, and support the weakness. For many people with this condition, life can be a constant challenge, yet the blinkering attitudes and bigotry means their struggles are made worse. Many end up with criminal records after stresses and meltdowns are misinterpreted, then compounded by misrepresentation. Last month, one woman managed to overturn a conviction for malicious damage for a $1,500 fine after she was arrested, strip searched, and charged with obstruction of a rail carriage for the crime of using a toilet, and then panicked when the ticket inspector banged on the door. Yeah, so this one of the things I like about this podcast is your brother's higher functioning. This lady's even higher functioning, this girl, Greta. Mm-hmm. And then my son's obviously lower functioning. So I think it's important to celebrate the difference, encourage the strength, but also support the weakness. So, like, at this point, my son's on the weekend. Maybe someday he'll move over to the strength side or you know, but yeah, I think it's important to view to view all three or all at least the whole spectrum. There's people on all sides of it, and so one being on one spectrum doesn't eliminate the other. It's not more important. It's just different.
Sure, and I also like how this article is concluded. She goes, this teenager's voice is vital at a time when people with autism are being locked up in costly, secure hospitals that only worsen their condition simply for the offense of being different, while citizens with learning disabilities clog up prisons and remain banished to the fringes of society. She reminds us not only the urgent need to confront climate change, but also to tackle the intolerant attitudes that still dismiss far too many people for nonconformity and thinking outside the box. Yeah, so sort of just reiterating what you just said. But I think the main thing to take away from this article and the is that this young woman was able to go viral. And she was able to go viral and affect change as a result because of her autism, not in spite of it. Her autism, her being different, her being able to view the world in stark terms enabled us to just remind us that this is a real problem. You know, without gray zones, there's no gray zones here. It's so simple. And that it kind of was jarring when you watch it, because you allow all the noise to get in there with these issues. And she is immune to the noise. She's immune to the distraction. She could just laser focus on it. And she's nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which is, I still think, pretty impressive.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little uplifting article about the possibilities for the next generation and how they think. I think that's great. I find it very encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it. As always, send us your letters, guys. We love hearing from you and the things. Once again, I will reiterate, if you did a review and you want to get that book, message me, slide into those DMs somewhere, send me an email, a WhatsApp, or a not a WhatsApp, Instagram or a Facebook message, and I'll get those books out to you, or we'll get those books out to you.
No, you will. And then, yeah, well, yeah, let's play a bit of the speech so you guys can hear it.
Great idea. Here we go.
I know many of you don't want to listen to us. You say we are just children. We are only repeating the message of the United Climate Science. Many of you appear concerned that we are wasting valuable lesson time, but I assure you we will go back to school the moment you start listening to the science and give us a future. Is that really too much to ask? Now we probably don't even have a future anymore. Because that future was sold so that a small number of people could make unimaginable amounts of money. It was stolen from us every time you said that the sky was the limit and that you only live once. The UK's active current support of new exploitations of fossil fuels, like for example the UK shale gas fracking industry, the expansion of this North Sea. The expansion of airports as well as the planning permission for a brand new coal mine is beyond absurd. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Is my English okay?
Yes.
Because I'm beginning to wonder. During the last 6 months, I've traveled around Europe for hundreds of hours in trains, electric cars and buses, repeating these life-changing words over and over again. But no one seems to be talking about it, and nothing has changed. In fact, the emissions are still rising.
Well, guys, that's been another episode. Kirk, how do you feel about that?
I, Yeah, it's I'm telling you, it's always inspiring to see the younger generation too. It makes me sound like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
But to feel passionately about something, and obviously she's going to be around longer than I am. So, I tip my hat to this young lady who.
Well, not if the world melts.
Wants to take action. We could all die together.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thought. You think you're the next generation. We're all the last generation. Get over yourself.
But anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. As always, like and subscribe on iTunes and on Stitcher. We're also Kirk put us up on what's it called, Kirk?
Old Spotify. We're on Spotify too.
Got a brain meltdown. We're on Spotify. I'm the younger one. I should know what Spotify is.
What's happening here?
I don't know. But we're on Spotify, and so it's another way you can check us out. And, tell your friends about it. That's still how word of mouth is still the best way. Repost it on your social media, on your Facebook. Say, hey, listen to this cool podcast. Just copy the link from iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you listen to. Or you can share our Facebook page. But anyway, thanks so much, guys, for listening. And hit us up if you want a book. And if you want to come check out a show, let me know. You can reach me at grahamkcomedy.com.
Yeah, we appreciate your likes and subscribes on Instagram, too, and Twitter and Facebook, guys.
And as always, patreon.com/autastic for donations. That's how we end up... keep doing this, and thank you so much out there for our Patreoners.
Halifax this weekend, 3 or 4 shows, and then that's the weekend of 14, 15, 16, and the next weekend, London, Ontario. Come out. Love to see you guys. Have a great week. You can do it.